Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Napoleon McCallum, this is an absolute honor. Navy star with the Raiders for, what, 6 years?
6 years.
How you doing, man? Great to finally have you on the show. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here and get some love.
Yeah, no, you deserve
running backs,
it.
You guys were talking for five minutes.
Actually, we were talking about Vegas and how Vegas is going to be like this destination for football pretty soon. You know, BT lived there for, what,
I lived in Henderson about a year and a half.
I live in Henderson.
That's where you live now?
That's where I live now.
So I've been there 22 years.
Oh, you're making money, man. You bought the real estate when it was good. Hey, listen, Napoleon, I moved there. It was my second radio job. It was 2000.
Right.
And I was making about $30,000 a year. I knew I had to buy real estate. I couldn't afford anything, so I missed the boat. But hopefully you didn't, man.
Nope. I got a nice house there, and we're doing really well.
Now you played at Navy, so you know the significance of this particular game. If you're watching this on the tube, 83.
Wow,
and 85,
right,
consensus All-American. I mean, you were a stud. I mean, your rush yards in your career is about how many rush yards they have this season. Literally, almost 4,000. It's hard to make the transition from the service academies, at least it is nowadays, to the NFL.
Right.
What was it like for you then?
It was tough, and not only did I have to, you know, I make that jump, but I had to still serve my country. You know, I had to go into work extra early. I was an assistant food service officer, so I did breakfast and lunch, and after that did my 8 hours. Then I went to the Raider practice, missed half of the practice, had some good guys there, vets, that told me, you know, hey, you need to go that hole.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then afterwards, spent some time with the coaches afterwards and watched film. And then every fourth day went back to the ship, stand watcher duty. And then they gave me Saturdays and Sundays off to play.
Wow. I mean, just to think about the logistics of that, it feels daunting. Like, did it feel like a toll? Did it ever take a toll on you where you were like, man, I don't want to do this anymore?
It was a toll, but it was something that I wanted to do to prove that I could do it and that this could happen. It would be good not only for me, but it would be good for the Navy. And so, you know, I gave it my all, you know, and the Navy, that's what they teach you. Give it your all.
You don't make excuses.
Don't make excuses.
You know, I've always been so fascinated. David Robinson obviously grew when he was at the academy,
right,
and so he had different circumstances. If you didn't go to Navy, where would you have attended? What school would you have gone to?
My next choice was Syracuse. Hmm.
Did all the big schools want you, or was it a little more like, well, maybe, or?
The big schools wanted me, but they wanted me for, like, Tennessee wanted me to be a defensive back.
Yeah. They wanted to convert you. How dare those volunteers?
Well, that's how the big schools were.
I mean, if I would
have went to Michigan, it would have been the same way.
That's right.
So you went to where you can play what you loved, right?
What you loved. So,
What pushed you to Navy? What pushed you to the service academy?
I wanted to be an astronaut.
Get out of here.
You guys have something in common,
dude. I wanted to be an astronaut.
Oh my God.
I swear to you, I did.
He did.
Because I was a Challenger. I was 11 when the Challenger exploded.
Oh, wow.
And so it left this indelible mark in my head.
My,
so I went to UVA so I could get in the engineering program.
Right, right.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so what got in the way of you being an astronaut there?
I went into the Navy.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the Navy, you got to swim if you want to be a pilot.
You couldn't swim?
I couldn't swim like the Navy wanted me to swim.
Oh, I see.
So I, low body fat, didn't, you know, float.
Yeah, you sunk.
Yeah.
So you had.
I was a rock.
You had to work to swim.
I was a rock. The only place I got a C in PE.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're telling me the Naval Academy had the audacity to give you, when you're juggling everything, they gave you a C in physical education?
Because he couldn't swim. I mean, you got to swim. It's the Navy.
The
Navy implies water.
I was in swimming sub squad the whole time I was there. And so now the last thing that I had to pass to graduate was a 40-minute swim in your clothes.
Wow.
And then jump off this high diving board, take off your pants, tie them up, and then inflate them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So back in
you lived a different
02.
World than everybody else. That's amazing.
So back in – so just to bring this to the story. So back in 02, the USO invited me to do a naval flight down in Norfolk.
Okay, off an aircraft carrier.
Off an aircraft carrier. I ended up – my flight was delayed, so I didn't get to go off the aircraft carrier, but I went off – so I went off the ground down in Norfolk. But in order to be certified to do it, I had to pass a swimming test. Like, you learn, you know, like the jump and, you know, how to get out and if something happens. But you had to pass the swimming thing. So they put you in a submerged cage, and you got to find your way out. Then they blindfold you. You got to find your way out. And you got to swim the length of a pool fully clothed, as you were talking about.
Yep.
And you got to tread water for 2 minutes. They had to jump in to save me to tread water for 2 minutes because you have like your boots on, you're fully clothed, and you think it's easy. And after a while, you're like, "Wait, I'm not standing up on water." They had to jump in to save me. So they made me do the dead man's float, which is take a deep breath and just hold you and just stay there. And I finally was able to do it for 2 minutes, and so I could go up in the F-18.
Oh wow!
So it was cool.
But you got to go up in an F-18. I still haven't got.
Oh yeah.
No. I'm working on that though.
I think they should make an exception for you.
Could you please get him on there? Who do we have to tell? What is it, the FA-18?
Yeah.
Would you please get Mr. McCollum on the FA-18? What the hell is so hard about this? He's Napoleon McCollum.
So
I want to know, I don't think a lot of people know, the origins of the move to Vegas, if I have this correctly.
All right.
Were kind of conceived behind the scenes with you and Mark Davis. Is that true?
Yeah, sort of
true. Take us there. What happened?
Okay, so I came up with the idea after some circumstances had happened. UNLV had failed with a stadium project. I had gone through a responsible gaming class. I knew that the only objection to having the NFL there was the gaming part of it. Mm-hmm. So talked to the professor there. He gave me all the reasons why it would probably be better for the NFL to have a team there because Nevada is the most regulated state for gaming. Mm-hmm. So
you eliminate the black market, you eliminate the seedy people, basically, theoretically.
Exactly. Now, with all the visitors that come here, we're the second largest market next to New York. And so it just made good sense. You know, you're going to go to a convention, why don't you stay or come a day or two earlier to go to the game, take your best clients to the game. You have a lot of disposal or company money to spend. Good deal for the NFL team that's there.
Yeah.
So, and not only that, if you're going to an away game, who wouldn't want to come to Vegas on your away game?
Yeah.
So it just made a whole lot
of
sense. That's how it started. But, you know, the company that I work for, they heard about it. I told them because I was so proud. And then they took it the next step.
Yeah.
They took it over the finish line and got people behind it, got the community behind it to make it happen.
Now, talk about the community being behind this. How excited is Vegas and the surrounding areas like Henderson where BT lived and where you now live? How excited are they for football? Like, are they going to become the new Raider fans?
Oh, definitely. I mean, so excited. I mean, a team went there, the Golden Knights.
Oh,
yeah. Did not think hockey would do well.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Everybody has Golden Knights stuff everywhere. I mean, everywhere Golden Knights stuff. That's how it's going to be with the Raiders. When I first got there 22 years ago, everybody said, you know what, we need a football team to be legitimate. Okay, the XFL was there. They performed awesome.
I was at that first game.
Yeah.
I was at that first game. At Stan Boyd Stadium.
Yeah. And what was the guy's name?
Vince McMahon came out. And they put the car on fire.
No, he hate me.
Oh, he hate me. Yeah, of course.
Rod
Smart.
Yeah. And so it just – you knew it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And it was just getting over that hump about, you know, the gaming part of it.
The one thing we talked about before you came on was the Super Bowl. I mean, what better place to host a Super Bowl than Las Vegas? I mean, if there's one city in America that can host, like,
hordes of people.
You'd have a lot of sportscasters getting in trouble that week. Watch. Spending their mortgage at the time you would. Not responding to texts to their wives or their husbands.
It's Where are you
up
at?
A lot of trap doors. Oh, my God.
Vegas is different.
I know it is. Napoleon McCallum. And you know what? You're different. You really are different. Yeah. You know, we've said this. We said it last year when we came. We said it this week leading up to the broadcast. We certainly said it a few times today. It takes such a, not only just a cerebral person, but a person that is able to compartmentalize the physical stuff and the mental stuff. You guys and you women are wired differently. I have so much respect for you guys.
Thank you.
How you juggle what you juggle, I don't know how you do it. It's amazing, quite frankly.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, man.
Now, the bigger question is Navy going to get off the three-year slide?
Oh, they're off. They're off. You know, we just got to play. That's all we're waiting for. Get on the field.
It's the greatest game. It's a standalone game on purpose. It's the reason that everybody watches this. It's on CBS, so pay attention this
weekend. The whole world. How many touchdowns, real quick, how many touchdowns did you have against Army total? Do you remember, roughly?
Oh, I don't know. You know, maybe two or three handfuls.
I don't know. Let me see. I had four back in 1982, and I had three in 83. Napoleon McCollum, college football royalty, football royalty. Really great to meet you.
Hey,
thank you very much, sir.
Great
appreciate
being
you
here.
Coming in.
All right.
There
All
he
right,
is. Good stuff.
Fellow astronaut.
Yeah. Wannabe. Astronaut.
Wannabe.
You can't make this up. Oh, my God. That is uncanny. That is amazing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.